Welcome, welcome, welcome to Gab and Jam, episode 330. What's our topic today?
Things that DIY rockstar need to know about publicity.
Publicity, right. So a lot of our DIY rockstar peers, and even for us, for years and years and years, we thought, oh, you make the music, you put it out, you do a big blast with the release, and then you kind of just wait for all the rewards to come in. It doesn't really work like that. So this post, this topic was inspired by Ariel Hyatt's blog post where she is a PR agency. She has a PR agency for DIY rock stars. Her whole thing is the more you know about publicity, the more you can take better advantage of it. And one of the main things, we'll share them, but one of the main things on there is that it is a process that is consistent. That even, you know, prior to... you know, your record coming out, people may be having familiarity with you, mm-hmm. maybe from social media, maybe from live shows, maybe for other things. And then, of course, as the release is out, and you guys know waterfall method now.
Oh.
Russian doll is what I like to call it. But where you release one single at a time until you finally release the entire album.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they call it the waterfall. But anyway, so that is one good way. And then, of course, releasing videos and things like that to keep that publicity flowing, keep things out there in the atmosphere. People are better at doing more of that now. But just to understand that the process definitely is not over
mm-hmm.
once you release a product or once you do a show or whatever. You got to keep having something in place.
Mm-hmm.
So one of her first things that she talks about five things you need to know about publicity is to grow your email list. And we've been talking about this for a long time. Social media can drop you like a hot potato. You have no rights to that. And so you want to make sure that you gather your people and you communicate directly to them. And even, I know some people are doing text now, SMS messages, but even with that, we've talked about this before, and I'll put some links to some of, I was just listening to a podcast the other day, those people, Indiepreneur. Their podcast, and they were talking about that with the SMS, the text messages,
mm-hmm.
that even that is not as flexible as email because you, when people opt in, they sign something for that particular phone number. So if you end up sending from another number or something, you will void whatever it is. So it's not as portable. Whereas email, once people opt in, if you want to change providers or whatever, uh-huh. you can take that with you.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's kind of like, again, a lot more reliable way to reach your people. The second thing was what we already talked about, that you need to have a consistent process in place, whether it's band members helping you. She talked about a virtual assistant. She talked about a fan group.
Oh.
In the old days, we used to have super fans, and then they would send out your stuff, more street teams.
They're still there.
See, there you go.
Still there.
Street team. And her third point was, when you think you can stop this, the work is just beginning, which kind of piggybacks on the whole thing that it's a consistent process. You can't just be one and done or 3 months and I'm done with it. You know, just got to keep coming up with ideas, mm-hmm. ways to reach your people, ways to get them excited about what you're doing, maybe behind the scenes, all that kind of stuff, right? The fourth thing that she says is to highlight what makes you unique. So it's not just that you do punk music. It may be that you're punk pop and that you skateboard on the weekends and that you approach people who are into skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, those people might be more apt to want to hear what you're doing just because it's a different spin
mm-hmm.
than just saying, oh, I do punk pop or whatever. That was the example they gave, and I thought that was a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that makes you unique, I know when we were doing the artist mentoring program, there was a guy who was a chef.
Oh.
Yeah, DIY rockstar again, the chef by day. And, you know, rockstar at night. And he would share what he had made for his meals with his group. Like, okay, I'm working on a pan-seared whatever, whatever. And that was kind of a unique kind of twist for his fans. So,
mm-hmm.
so something like that.
Cool.
And then finally, the number five is the more voices, the better. So, again, if you can kind of delegate some jobs to other people in your group,
mm-hmm.
or family members, or in our case, our kids, then that makes it even better. The more people that can share about what you're doing, and even we do it with the Facebook group. You know, we shared a Facebook group, and then, of course, other people shared our Facebook group, and then that way it just makes a broader picture. There's more content between, you know, people sharing out And then, yeah, it just makes a better community. Community, actually, I think that's what she was trying to say in that whole thing, is that gather your people, gather your tribe, and then give them a job. That people love to help you if they like you, and why not? That is part of the publicity process, you know, getting the word out. All right, what do you guys think? What tip did we leave out about, what about your PR experience? I know a lot of people think you have to hire a big fancy agency, but for us, it's been kind of us all along, even when we got help. And I think these tips help almost anybody. But what has your experience been with PR, whether it's professional or whether it's the DIY brand? We'd love to hear about it. Put it in the comments below. And what else? Obtainium Flow is streaming on all your favorite streaming platforms. If you want to know more about our special guest, you should go to
ZandaleeIndigo.com.
That is her blog, and she also has a YouTube channel. We'll put the links below. If you dig the vibe and you want to be a part of the tribe, be sure to
subscribe.
We're wishing you love, peace, and
chicken grease. Yay.